the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Through the process of organ donation, one person can save up to 50 lives, and Missouri State University marketing students have again partnered with Mid-America Transplant Services in St. John's Hospital, Lebanon, to create an organ donor registration awareness campaign entitled the X50 Project. To achieve their goal of 1,200 new donor registrations, the campaign educated the community and hosted numerous events throughout November and early December. I'm Nikki Donaldson. And today, I am joined by two of the X50 Project team members to discuss their success, Catherine Botts and Chelsea Snow.
The X50 Project is a project that the MSU marketing students do. We team up with Mid-America Transplant in St. John, Lebanon. And our goal for this project is to raise awareness, specifically with college students and other members of the community, raise awareness about organ donation as well as get people to register or update their registry.
That was Chelsea Snow. The X50 Project was established and introduced last year by Missouri State University marketing students under the direction of Dr. Melissa Burnett, professor of marketing. At the beginning of the fall semester, there were approximately 1,200 people still waiting for organs in Missouri. And Catherine Botts says that's how Dr. Burnett chose to have the students set that number as their goal for the year.
Well, while we had a goal of 1,200 signatures, we managed to attain 935 signatures. And because of the nature of organ donation, one person has the possibility to affect up to 50 lives. One person equals 50 lives. So when you really put that 935 signatures in perspective, it actually equates out to 46,750 potential lives to be saved. So even though we didn't quite hit that 1,200 goal, I think that 46,000 plus is still quite an accomplishment. I don't know how many students actually signed up as a part of the 935, but we found a lot of success on our on-campus events, especially those ones that we did in highly trafficked areas like the Student Union. It was a great place. A lot of students who were coming in from out of the cold, they're on their lunch break. They were really inclined to come over to our tables and our booths and get our information and sign up with us. So big numbers there.
The students designed a campaign with many public relations efforts to reach out to potential new donors, including concerts, presentation, booths, game nights, and even tattoos. Chelsea Snow gives us an overview.
We had several creative ways to reach out for this project. We had events ranging from Tattooed for Life. We had trivia events at downtown bars to bring people in. There were benefit concerts. There were so many events both on campus and off campus so that we were able to meet a wide variety of people. Tattooed for Life was an event held at Hearts of Fire on the first Friday art walk, and you could get a $20 tattoo, come in, register to be a donor, enter in a drawing to win a $100 gift certificate. It was a great event.
Catherine tells us how Tattooed for Life made an impact in the hospital.
We had a nurse come into Tattooed for Life before she went on to her shift at the hospital, and she came to get a tattoo that was in support of organ donation. And so then after she came and got that tattoo, she went directly to work. And our transplant coordinator that we work with actually happened to get called to the hospital to respond to a case. And so the transplant coordinator, who's working with all of us students to get this project to take flight, actually went to the hospital and met this nurse who had just come from one of our events to get a tattoo to support organ donor registration. And so she said it created this great energy at the hospital of everyone who was working with this patient, with these families, and working with the whole process of organ donation. So it gave a lot of meaning to the project that we were doing.
Unlike many class projects, this was one with a mission on educating the public and becoming an engaged citizen. The students found out so much about marketing and public relations, but even more about the importance of organ donation.
Well, the most important thing to know about becoming an organ donor is exactly how many people you can change and help. So one person, if they donate their organs, they have the potential to save up to 50 lives. That's actually where the name of the project came from, the X50 Project. So for me and for I think most of the people working on this project, that was the greatest aspect, was how many people you save if you just get one signature, 50 people for every signature that we managed to get.
That was Catherine Botts. For more information about becoming an organ donor, visit www.mts-stl.org. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.